there are so many myths about the suffrage movement. The first one was that it was all upper middle class white women. That's the most persistent myth. And I think it's politically motivated, you know, to keep saying that, because then it means that everybody else has no relationship to this movement. It makes it in a certain way dismissible. But the truth is that there were all classes and races involved in the fight for the vote for women, particularly in New York, which is really what I know about, and particularly because New York is so multi-ethnic a place. So I would start at one end of the spectrum. You know, I've written a magazine piece about the rich women. This is not upper middle class. This is millionaires. Some of the wealthiest women in New York, Rosalie Jones, Alva Vanderbilt Belmont, and Louisine Havemeyer, the ones I wrote about, who really contributed not just the money that was needed, which was critical to wage a campaign as big as the one that was waged, but they also contributed their own selves. They eventually did march, and they did organize other women. So at one end of the spectrum, you have some very wealthy white women, and the suffrage activities in their lives are almost always left out of their biographies because they were quote-unquote ladies, and they were doing very unladylike things, namely marching in public. And at the other end of the spectrum, the women who provided the foot soldiers and a lot of the thinking when the movement really picked up steam in New York City were working women. They were workers on the Lower East Side, seamstresses, hat makers, milliners, they were called. And they had different reasons for wanting to vote. Many of them were left-wing, and they were socialists. And they believed that the vote would help improve the conditions of women like themselves who were working in the sweatshops that we know something about, and the sweatshops that came into public consciousness because of the Triangle Fire. And the Triangle Fire and all the organizing of women laborers around that was also bled over into the suffrage movement. So the myth that these were ladies who had nothing else to do, ladies who were bored or something like that, is totally untrue. And the myth that it was all white, at least in New York, is also untrue. And one of the most exciting things that I've been finding is the evidence of the ways black women in the city organized for the vote, which was quite different from what white women did. They did not march in parades, but they did what was needed, which was to convince the men in their districts, the black men, to support women's suffrage. And when the numbers are dissected of when the state suffrage amendment passed, who voted for it, who voted against it, the black community really supported women's suffrage in the city.